A shrub I use a lot because it blooms all season is Winnipeg Park shrub rose. It's a hardy plant that grows from the plains to high elevations. It's grown on its own root. That means the original plant grows back from the root. Winnipeg Park's has a burgundy blush to the new leaves. The prolific flowers are bright cherry red. The disappointing part is Winnipeg Park's is a favorite target of rose cane borers. The insect bore into the rose stems. As they tunnel in the stem, the whole branch dies. The solution is to cut the stem below the swelling that the insect causes. This may mean cutting out a large stem. It can turn a full bushy plant into a fraction of the original. A tall shrub that can also be used as a small tree that I like is serviceberry. Serviceberries have lightly fragrant, showy white clusters of spring flowers. They have soft summer texture with gray-green leaves. Serviceberries get great oranges and red autumn leaves. They're a great multi-season plant. Serviceberries disappoint me because they're hard to transplant. A nice full plant from the nursery can suffer transplant dieback and reduce to half of its original. Sometimes a plant just doesn't grow for a couple seasons. But with extra care in transplanting and careful watering, serviceberries will survive and thrive. I found another small tree that the recent snows have made disappointing. I haven't seen a Tatarian maple without some storm damage. One of the 6-inch stems in our large clump Tatarian was broken in half. A neighbor's tree was reduced to a lopsided portion of itself. Tatarian slowly changes fall color. That means it holds on to its leaves longer and can be broken in early snows. Buy Tatarian maples with wide, strong branch angles. As a tree grows, prune out any weak branching. Next season, I'll stop watering our maple in August. Giving it some drought stress should cause the autumn process to begin. The leaves should change color and drop earlier. These are still some of my favorite plants, even though they disappoint me. All plants have strengths and weaknesses. Knowing the plant's weakness lets me plan to use it better and grow the plant better. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.